I'll Stand By You on IPL FM. It's 18 minutes past 6.
Little message of love. I just want to say a few words to my darling. I love you. I love your touch. I love the way you feel. I love the way you look. I love the way, even though sometimes you don't have a lot of energy, you always come round and you help me.
Your wife's away. She can't even hear you.
I'm talking to my iPhone.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Okay, we've got a Dave's World with a difference today. I'm not going to say anything other than, do you know where Fort Wayne is?
No.
It's in Indiana. Okay? That's all you need to know. Unleash hell.
A former Fort Wayne mayor is getting some national attention. Thousands of people voted online to name the new city county building in his honor.
But that probably won't happen because of his name. News Channel 15's Don Austin is here to explain.
Well, Heather, Mark, the people voted, and the top pick so far with more than 10,000 votes is the Harry Balls Government Center, named after one of the city's longest-serving mayors. But not everyone's on board with that name.
Harry Bales apparently was a great mayor. That's what I'm hearing. If you read the comments, actually, people Bales. Are very serious about what he did as mayor. The family was, you know, it's part of our history. I think it's part of the history we're proud of.
To pick the new name for the building, people went over to feedbackfortwayne.org. They made suggestions and voted. The overwhelming front runner was the Harry Balls Government Center.
Harry Balls was the mayor of Fort Wayne back in the 1930s and 40s. He even served a term in the 1950s. We have a street named after Harry Balls. So what's the big deal about naming the new city county government building after him?
I feel that it'd be an honor to have him have the building named after him. And so many people have voted for it. I say, let the people have the say.
But this isn't an election where the person with the most votes wins.
We want to look at something that reflects both the city and the county. So, you know, we're looking for something that isn't just a mayor, for example.
So is this all about the name? Some people think the Harry Balls Government Center would make Fort Wayne the butt of jokes. After all, the family did change the pronunciation of their last name from Balls to Bales. Jim thinks a Harry Balls Government Center could be great for the city of Fort Wayne.
Well, I think it would put us on the map, for one thing. I know there's been a lot of controversy about it. I think a lot of people are going to snicker about it and laugh, but after it dies down, I don't see any problem.
Only if you're the receptionist who has to work there. Hello, Harry Balls. My favorite Dave's World ever. Dave has no friends at 98fm.com. Send us an email. I'll send it out to you.